Fred Film Radio, Karlovivari International Film Festival, Czech Republic.
Fred Film Radio, I'm Matt Nakuchi from the 2019 Karlovivari International Film Festival, and I'm very pleased to be joined by Gregor Valentovic, representing Slovakia here in the program of the Future Frames at the festival. So first of all, thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you.
And you're presenting the film Kid. So just for the benefit of our listeners, I would like to maybe ask you if you'd be so kind to maybe introduce the film a little bit before we start talking about it in more detail.
Yeah. Basically, Kid is a story of four friends that they've been inseparable, quoted forever, like since high school, and recently their ways started to separate due to natural things in life. Someone's got married, someone's left for work abroad, someone's moved out of the apartment. So everyone is going through that change in a different way, and the one that's taking it in the toughest way is basically the main character. I would call it like a coming of age story, but a little too late.
Well, I want to know about that, more about that definition. Coming of age drama, but a little too late. So it happens later in life, let's say, than usual.
There's so many coming of age stories that I've myself enjoyed.
Sure.
Around teenage years of people. And then there's a lot of kind of midlife crisis movies. I wanted to kind of do the quarter life crisis movie for the characters. I think it's a coming of age in a way that the character, the main character, but all the others, but mainly the main character, has to finally grow up.
It's not easy though, is it?
No, it's not.
Is that something that you struggled with?
Yes, definitely. I had a really bad bachelor movie 2 years ago. When I tried to analyze why it went wrong, it revolved around the death of a person. And well, I think not necessarily you have to go through everything to shoot a movie about it, but I think you should have some kind of close experience with the situation you want to portray in the movie, or at least that's my approach. So after the bachelor movie that just didn't go well, I sat down and thought, so what really worries you? And I wasn't really sure it was a topic, actually. But then my friends around me and all the people said, well, we're going through the same, so just write a movie about friends separating and how they managed to cope with the situation.
Well, I think your film resonated with me a lot, because I kind of feel like I'm in that similar state, you know what I mean? Yeah, you know, I mean, I guess, you know, I don't know. I mean, sometimes you just don't know where to go. You don't know what to do. But what I really wanted to ask you was, given that you're interested in, let's say, coming of age stories, mm-hmm. is that also because maybe your interest in cinema helped you, gave you some sort of a direction, or helped you see things in a different way that helped you?
That's a tough one. I didn't really go studying film because I wanted a direction in life. I really got to the film by a chance. I didn't know what to study. I wanted to study music, but then somehow it became film. So I said, okay. So I went to study film. I think only with hindsight I can say that the movies for me are some kind of coping with reality. I think a lot of directors will say that, and then half of the other directors will say, movie is not a therapy, so don't try to heal yourself through it. But I think for me it is a way how to turn a hurtful experience into actually a beautiful experience.
Yeah.
Poetic.
Mm-hmm. No, it's fascinating what you were saying there, because the music thing really got to me. You know, do you find that there's any similarities in your approach, because you wanted to maybe study music? I mean, do you have a musical way of approaching films?
I'm a music freak.
Right. So am I, man.
You won't necessarily see it in this movie, because being a music freak means knowing when to use the music in the film. I hope it doesn't sound pretentious.
Oh, also appreciating the silences.
Yes, I mean, absolutely. I always look at the film in a different way in terms of music. In this one, I usually use like a score of music, but in this movie I used only songs.
Yeah.
Because that kind of represented the generation of mine. The songs are all Czech or Slovak. because I wanted to kind of bring the scene on in the movie as well, because we have a lot of good music that's not known. Mm-hmm. My favorite music is in the film, but I use it a lot in a diegetic way. It's part of the scene. It's not really a soundtrack. It's usually always in the, it's coming out of the radio or something. Like it's like an integral part of the scene. There's one track that it's kind of used over the picture, but it really depends. I mean, in the movies before, I used classical music. I used composed music. I myself composed music for the film. So
oh really?
Yes.
What about the rhythm? Do you think that your musical, you know, mindset, as you said, you're a music freak, impacts the rhythm of the film too?
I mean, it surely does. Maybe not in a way you suggest, but I don't know what you suggest. Actually,
whatever you want. It's
yeah, like in terms of editing, I kind of have a very specific way of editing in this movie. It's kind of episodes of his life. So you're in the scene and suddenly you're out of the scene. So even I think the music tracks in it support the tempo of the storytelling.
Sure, because I wanted to ask you that as well. I mean, I feel like also in this film there's not like a definite linear storyline that goes from beginning to the end, right?
I don't know. Some people will not like it, and I totally accept it. To me, this is basically how I shoot, and I think I don't want to say it's my style of storytelling because it's been used before, so it's nothing too special. Mm. I have to state right here my biggest influence lately, and it's a French filmmaker called Mia Hansen-Love. Right. She's a French director, very, very talented, still very young. And the way she tells her stories is very everyday, like mundane. And nothing really happens. My friends would say nothing happens, but everything happens. This is how I would myself characterize the movie. Nothing happens, but everything happens. My opinion on it is that it may sound too strong, but my opinion on it is that we all kind of 90% of us don't go through much drama in our lives. Basically 90% of our time is just everyday life. And to me that's film, that's art. I'm trying to find the beauty in everyday life so that I don't expect much of anything. Like I try to be satisfied with the routine. I try to find the poetics and beauty in what we do every day.
You think that in your daily life you have a routine then?
Yeah, I mean it's a kind of routine. It can be a nice routine. The movie really like describes just normal everyday scenes. Okay, they get absurd at times. They get funny. They are quite sad, but
they can be funny and sad at the same time too. Right?
This is, I mean, I don't know. That's what that was the feeling I was trying to invoke in people, to the sadness in laughter
the absurdity of life sometimes.
Yeah.
Okay, so we're running out of time, but I just wanted to ask you for a comment on your Future Frames experience. You know, just how has it been so far, and what your take home points will be.
It's been a nice experience until now. We've had. I mean, first of all, it's an honor to be a part of it. It's not every day that this happens for young directors to have their film screened at the A-list festival, the biggest in the Central and Eastern Europe. So, first of all, it's really cool to have the film here, to be able to show it to audience, as well as to meet professionals and producers, do these kind of little interviews to say a little about what we do, what we plan. I can't complain, really. The bunch of people I shared with, young directors, have been really nice, supportive. So, all good.
All good. And on that note, we're going to end it here. Thank you very much for joining us. It was a great pleasure.
Thank you so much.
And this is Fred Film Radio, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on fred.fm and smartphone apps.